We were actually approached towards the end of last year by the gardeners Mark White and Charmaine Ferguson. They'd done a garden last year at the last year's Hampton Court Flower Show, which had gone down incredibly well and won a Silver Gilt Award. And so they'd come up with this brilliant idea of showcasing the plight of the African elephant with this very powerful garden with the tusks. It's a very, very sort of, you know, graphic representation of what's happening still to this day to elephants in Africa. There are 80 pairs of tusks that form a ring around the garden, and each pair of tusks represents one of the elephants that's killed per day. Still to this day, there's an estimated 80 elephants killed per day for their tusks. And then the garden opens out onto the skeleton of a dead elephant as, like I say, a very graphic representation of the poaching crisis. So it's a very clear message that, you know, that elephants are still in grave danger in Africa, and we must do more to stop the poaching. Both Mark and Charmaine have done brilliantly to capture the sort of African savannah and, you know, show really, really powerfully, you know, what this message of what's happening to African elephants. This is very new territory for us. We've never had a garden like this at any sort of flower show before. It's such a fantastic opportunity to get this really powerful message across to so many more people, to a totally new audience. And yeah, I mean, we're actually, you know, thrilled to bits. The garden's better than we could have ever imagined. It's already attracting a great deal of attention, and we hope that many people will go on to support our cause. We're absolutely thrilled to bits with the garden that that Mark and Charmaine have created, and we're also really delighted that we were able to go ahead with the garden thanks to the very generous support and sponsorship of Cotswold Wildlife Park and Gardens, as well as the incredible support of DHL, which helped bring some of the acacia trees over from Oman. And without the support of both of those two, this garden really wouldn't have been possible at all.